Close your eyes and try to stay with the breath, all the way in, all the way out. Try to breathe in a way that's comfortable. Tell yourself not that you're here to force the mind to be with the breath. You're here to enjoy the breathing. That puts a more positive spin on it. Ajahn Suat tells the story of when he was a young monk staying with Ajahn Mun. So one day he found himself one-on-one with Ajahn Mun, and Ajahn Mun asked him how his meditation was going. Ajahn Suat said, "Well, it's not going very well. My mind is awfully distracted." And Ajahn Mun said, "Well, knowing the distracted mind as the distracted mind, that's still within the establishing of mindfulness." Now Ajahn Suat realized that Ajahn Mun was not praising him, but he was giving him energy, encouraging him in the practice. Because when you're meditating alone, you have to make sure that you don't discourage yourself. You're here to develop good things in the mind. That should be a happy thought. And the extent to which you can do it, that should be a happy thought too. At least you're doing something good here. And if you're having trouble, learn how not to discourage yourself. It's when you're having trouble, that's when you have to learn how to encourage yourself to make the right effort. Otherwise, everything just falls apart. But when things are not going well, give yourself some reason to enjoy what you're doing. You're here learning about your own mind. The mind has been lying to you for aeons and aeons. Now you're here to learn about what it has to say that's actually true. It's been causing suffering for all these aeons. Now you can learn how to at least alleviate some of the suffering. You've got a good guide in the Buddha, good guide in the Sangha, a good guide in the Dhamma. It's telling you what to do, what not to do. So you work on it. Take some joy in the fact that you've got this opportunity. You're creating goodness out of your mind. You don't have to depend on things outside being a certain way. You can create goodness no matter how bad things are outside. If our goodness depended on people outside, which unfortunately too often it does, our goodness is unreliable. As you look at the world, sure, the world is, as John Lee once said, its goodness isn't really true and its truth isn't really good. And if your goodness depends on the world, your goodness is not going to be either true or good either. But realize, okay, you can create goodness from within. Just having the intention to do something skillful, the Buddha said, that's already skillful. The intention to let go of things that are unskillful, that's skillful already. Build on that. Take encouragement from the fact that you're on the right path. You may be slipping off a little bit, but you keep on getting back on the path. Make sure you have the energy to stay. So that means learning how to talk to yourself. The Buddha's Dhamma talks, as I said, he would instruct, urge, rouse, and encourage. And that's when one part instruction, three parts keeping your energy. Well, learn how to talk to yourself in the same way. Learn how to give encouragement. Even when you've slipped off, you can say, well, I can get back on again, get back on the path. I've got a good path that I can follow. A lot of people out in the world don't know this path. They're living in darkness. You at least have the light on the path. So try to stay on the path with a sense of well-being, with a sense of enjoying what you're doing. That's really important. It's like learning how to play an instrument. If you don't like the instrument, you're not going to get good at it. If you like the instrument, and you keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, you're bound to get better. So in the same way, remind yourself you're doing something really good here. Learn how to train your mind so it can stop causing itself all this unnecessary suffering. Learn to figure out your mind. What could be more interesting? What could be more worthwhile? So give yourself encouragement. Encouragement is free. Discouragement is also free. But why take bad things when they're free? Take the good things that are free. That'll give you the energy to keep on engaging in trial and error, trial and error, until you finally get to trial and success. It's bound to happen, the success. Whether it happens fast or happens slow, that's not the issue. The fact that you're heading in the right direction, that's what's important.